Meh, these numbers could be better, boys.
Drat! Figures! Our show is awfully ignored, aren't they, Bullwinkle?
Don't I know it! They should just rename our show the Terms and Conditions!
Oh, we're on. Hey there, JT Shea here. Welcome to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Don't forget, it's unauthorized.
Oh yeah, it's part of the title.
Oh yeah. Carry on.
Thanks. This episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle was recorded on June 11th, 2016, as part of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky Live from Pack Rat Comics in Hillard, Ohio.
So thanks to Pack Rat Comics.
The 2015 Eisner Award-winning Pack Rat Comics, Bullwinkle.
Why, what did I say?
You forgot The Prestige.
What does a Hugh Jackman movie got to do with comic books?
Oh, boy.
If you would like more information on how to see the show live, download past episodes, or subscribe to us on iTunes, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com.
And don't forget, if you're in the Central Ohio area, you can see our next live show August 20th.
Or if you're not in the area, you can still join in on all the fun by asking me, Mr. Know-It-All himself, a question.
To participate and ask Bullwinkle a question, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com. Go into any browser,
like on your phone or computer,
and type in d4k.us/... Ask Mr. K-I-A, all one word, A-S-K-M-R-K-I-A, and then ask away. I think I kind of rhymed there.
And if you have been enjoying our show, make sure you let people know. Word of mouth really helps out, but so does iTunes reviews.
So go shout it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Where did the ukulele come from?
Who knows?
Okay. Anyway, and now, here is this week's episode of the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The Magically Unauthenticated Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle! Starring that supersonic speedster Rocket J. Squirrel and his pal Bullwinkle J. Moose!
Hurry, Bullwinkle, our show's about to start!
Along with a host of others! Our heroes, Rocket J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle J. Moose, also known as Rocky and Bullwinkle, had to say bon voyage to Researcher, as he could only afford to send the duo further on their adventure.
Bon voyage!
First up, a flight to Iowa with a layover in Dallas first.
And a bit more just in case we need a rental car.
Yes. And on the flight, both our heroes, while waiting in line to board the plane, realized...
Smoky smokes, Bullwinkle! Look at our tickets! Our seat numbers are not next to each other!
But what does that mean?
It means we're not sitting together, Bullwinkle! We're on opposite sides of the aisle!
Oh, looks like we're sitting a la carte!
Don't you mean apart?
Well, what did I say?
You a la carte.
Oh boy, I hope I get the chicken or fish!
Don't you mean chicken or fish?
No, it's the new Best of Both Worlds airplane meal. Their catchphrase is, try chicken or fish, it's our best dish.
Oh, brother.
Both boys sit and take their seats at opposite sides, Rocky and Bullwinkle preparing to get comfortable. On Bullwinkle's end, a new mysterious figure walks up.
Hello, this is my seat. Allow me to introduce myself. I am...
But the moose wasn't paying any attention and had to say...
Sorry, what was that?
May I?
May you...
May you?
And as Boris sat down, he said in relief,
Phew!
Mayhew, as in Peter Mayhew? Oh boy, I'm a big fan of your work. Not every day do you meet someone as tall as me?
Hollywood magic, Moose. I only play 6 foot tall hairy thing in movies.
But you ain't no Ewok. Let me give you a hug.
Oh boy, indeed.
As Bullwinkle hugs and chats up the fellow who he thinks is British actor Chewbacca from the Star Wars films, across the way, sitting next to Rocky, is the beautiful bombshell that is Natasha Fatale.
You are next to my seat, darling.
Oh, I guess I am. Pleasure to meet you. My name is Rocket, but everyone calls me Rock.
Rocky, You look very familiar, darling.
Well, Weird, I was going to say the same thing about you. But since you noticed, we used to have a TV show.
We, darling?
Me and him.
Oh, most of them are hugging that little man.
Yeah, that's him. That's Bullwinkle.
Ah, yes, darling. I remember now. The Bullwinkle Show.
Well, it started off as the Rocky Show, or Rocky and his friends, but, you know, we couldn't call it that when we switched networks.
If you say so, darling. Wasn't Moose a more popular character?
Yeah, but Bullwinkle is such a nice pal. The bestest of
people. Aren't you a flying squirrel?
Yes, I can fly.
Why not fly to Dallas, squirrel?
Well, because Bullwinkle can't fly.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
No?
You just said, hmm.
Oh, it is nothing, darling.
No, please. We have a long flight together from D.C. to Dallas. We'll be talking the entire time. I'm interested in what you said.
Oh, well, not my place, darling, but I just figured, for washed up nobody trying to be somebody, Moose seems to drag you down. Slow down, whatever.
That's not true at all. Bullwinkle may be slow sometimes, but his heart is always in the right place.
And that is why when Moses makes tea, he brews it.
Oh, boy, that is bad.
I'm just saying, darling, you have talent. You can soar, and yet, here you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you. Moose is so funny.
Oh, thanks. I was considered the funniest in my class. What's the matter, you?
I never said you were funny, though. Hey, wait a minute. You are Moose. Like, Bullwinkle Moose.
Yeah, well, that's my name.
Oh.
And over there is my bestest pal in the whole world, Rocky.
Ah, the squirrel.
Yep.
Squirrel holds you back, you know.
Wait, what, he does?
Oh, yes, you do show in long time ago place.
I believe they call it the path.
Sure, right, yes. Then you do no movie bumps.
Well, that isn't his fault.
Of course. Well, you polite.
I am, but it's the truth.
What about all those times you saved the day?
You know, I do like to toot on my own horn, but sometimes I just accidentally solve things.
You kidding, right?
It's what makes us us.
Oy vey.
No, over there. Rocky's over there.
I know, Moose.
Then why did you even... Never mind. We have a long flight to Dallas.
Just saying, Moose. Squirrel holds you down, it feels like sometimes. And you could do better.
No, if we were really being honest, you know, Rocky could probably do better than me.
If you say so.
I did not mean to make you sad, darling. He gets credit, you are brains. You do a lot, but no credit for you. I get it. Time to go, buckle up. I just did not mean to bring you bad news, darling.
You didn't. Thanks.
As the plane takes off, both Rocky and Bullwinkle lean back in their seats, their belts buckled as the plane shakes and evens out. And of course, neither of our plucky duo would be affected by Boris and Natasha's evil plan. At least I hope so. Well, that's it, folks. Stay tuned next time for the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle in an episode we'd like to call Iowa Backstory, or The Past Hurts.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm J.T. Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.